One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Let me start this episode by offering my apologies for any noise that you hear from the street. Sitting by my window having a smoke break real quick. And I was just thinking to myself, reflecting on the past experiences, things I've learned, things I've done, things I've said, things I've seen, places I've been. Reflecting on the past. And I don't know why or how, but this embarrassing moment popped into my head. This was, I guess, November last year. I had just come back to Bangkok from Indonesia, and I was staying in this Airbnb until I found an apartment. Anyway, at the Airbnb, there was this little balcony area where you could go outside, smoke. It was also part of the bathroom, so you could wash your hands. Anyway, I was out there having a smoke break as well, and it was nighttime. It was dark outside. And so I'm sitting there smoking, just chilling, and I don't know why or where the idea came from, but I had the idea to start taking some selfies. Like, I used to really be into photography, and when I didn't have any models to photograph, I just got really good at photographing myself, like doing self-portraits in many different creative ways. I was always trying to find a new way to do it, right? And so that's, I guess, where I got the idea from. So I turned on the flash on my camera and started trying to take some creative selfies, right? I was like, oh, this is gonna be dope. It's gonna be different. It's gonna look edgy. This is gonna be some cool shit. So I'm snapping flick after flick after flick. And after, I don't know, like 45 seconds of that or a minute of that, just snapping picture after picture in the dark, mind you, flashing again and again, I look over to my right and I would say, I don't know, like 50 meters, 60 meters from me, there was this dude in the street who seemed to be looking at me. Like watching me do what I was doing. And I don't know if he was or not. He was too far for me to actually see his eyes. But it seemed like he was looking in my direction, watching me fucking snap all these selfies. So, of course, in that moment, you know, I see him and I'm like, you know, that moment when, like, you realize somebody was watching you do something that's kind of silly. You know, sitting there, like, snapping photos of yourself, especially selfies, even if it's not actually silly, it just looks silly. You know what I mean? You're just standing there snapping pic after pic after pic. It's just fucking silly, dog. So I saw him and I thought he was looking at me. And of course, in that moment, I feel a bit embarrassed. It's like, oh, damn. How long has he been standing there watching me fucking do this goddamn photo shoot with myself? Did he see all of that, right? But, you know, at this point in my life, like even embarrassing moments like that, you might feel embarrassed initially, but then kind of just let it go. It's like, it is what it is. If he was watching me do what I was doing, it's like, ain't nothing I can do about that. You know what I'm saying? So it just is what it is, and I let it go. Anyway, fast forward to now, and for whatever reason, that moment popped into my head, and I just couldn't help but laugh at myself, because it's one of those things that's really not a big deal. Like, if you don't have anybody to take a picture of you and you want a picture of yourself, you take a picture of yourself. It's not a big deal, but it just looks and feels silly, especially when you know somebody's watching you do it, right? And as I was laughing at myself, thinking about the moment, I just ended up saying to myself, like, so what, bro? Everybody looks silly at some point. Everybody looks silly at some point. And this is the point of the episode. This is what I wanted to share with you, is the fact, not the idea, the fact that all of us look fucking silly at one point or another in life. And it's no big deal, bro. The only people that don't look silly are the people who aren't doing shit. And I don't mean that as a shot to people who aren't doing shit. If you like to sit around doing nothing, if you like to chill, that's up to you. More power to you, bro. But that's not the point. I'm just saying the only way you can avoid looking silly at some point is by sitting around and doing absolutely nothing. Because just by taking action, you're running the risk of looking silly. Especially if you're doing something that you don't normally do, something that you've never done before, something that's not familiar to you, you're gonna look silly, bro. At some point. And it's no big deal. It's really not a big deal. And to prove this to you, I'm going to give you the following example. I know a lot of y'all listening to this speak Spanish. It's your mother tongue. Mi hispano hablantes. You're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. So here's an example for you. If we're talking in Spanish and I show you a funny video of me dancing as a kid. I'm dancing to like Michael Jackson or something, trying to do the Thriller dance. I'm showing you a video on my phone. And it's you, me, and let's say three other friends. We're all speaking Spanish, right? You guys watch this video, you're laughing at me, my cheeks turn red, I start to blush, it's embarrassing. And I say, oh, estoy embarazado. Que embarazado estoy. Some of y'all might be laughing right now, and that's because you know what I'm trying to say and what I actually said. When I say embarazado, you know I'm trying to say embarrassed. But that's a false friend between English and Spanish. Instead of saying I'm embarrassed, I actually said I'm pregnant, which is neither true nor possible, right? So it's silly. It's not that big of a deal, but it's silly. It makes you laugh. And then you teach me, no. You mean avergonzado. You mean embarrassed, ashamed, not embarazado. You're not pregnant, right? Just a silly moment where you correct me, we all laugh about it, and then we just move the fuck on with our lives, right? You're probably not going to sit there for the next hour talking about how fucking stupid I am, making fun of me and shit. No, it's just a silly moment, bro. It's not a big deal. Would you guys look at me differently if you heard me say, oh, estoy embarazado, okay, embarazado? No, you wouldn't. You'd probably laugh and be like, no. This is the correct word. This is the word you're looking for. And then we would just move on with our lives. Right? So I want you to remember that the next time you're afraid of looking silly. Remember a simple example just like that, and how if you were in the position of the person witnessing an embarrassing moment, you probably wouldn't make a big deal about it. You might laugh for a little bit and then just let it go. And what I'm trying to get you to consider is that most people are just like you in that sense. If you say or do some silly shit, most people might laugh a little bit, make a couple jokes, give you a hard time, and then they just move on with their lives. It's not that big of a deal. Especially when we're talking about speaking a foreign language, bro. I mean, this is universal. This can apply to anything in life, but definitely a foreign language. It's not a big deal. You're gonna look silly at some point. We all look silly at some point. And like I said, the only way you can avoid that is by sitting at home, doing nothing, going nowhere, and talking to no one. Which, depending on who you ask, it's also silly. It's all about perspective. So just get that through your head, bro. You're gonna look silly at some point. And if you can just surrender to that fact, life will be so much easier for you. If you can just surrender to the fact that you will look silly. And in the moments when you do look silly, instead of feeling anxious or looking for a way to get out of it or trying to talk your way out of it or explain yourself, just surrender to the fact that right now it's your turn to look silly. Yesterday, it was somebody else's turn. Tomorrow, it's going to be somebody else's turn. But right now, it's your turn. You look silly, bro. You look silly. So if you can just surrender to that fact, you might even be able to laugh at yourself. And that is the best position to be in. When you've accepted yourself at such a level or to such an extent that you can just laugh at yourself, then who gives a fuck who else is laughing at you? Because you're laughing at yourself. You don't really care who's laughing at you at that point because you are capable of laughing at yourself. You're not taking yourself too seriously. You've accepted that you're not perfect. You've accepted that you're going to fuck up sometimes. You're going to look silly. People are going to disagree with you. Some people won't like you. Other people will love you. It just is what it is, bro. Once you can accept that, everything becomes easier, bro. Because learning and looking cool rarely happen at the same time. Episode number 60. That's what it's all about. Learning and looking cool rarely happen at the same time. So while you're learning, while you're doing new things, you're probably going to look silly, bruh. And it's not that big of a deal. And if you don't believe me, refer back to the example I gave you a couple minutes ago. Just think about any time that somebody trying to learn your language said some silly shit. Was it the end of the world? No. Did you try to crucify them? No. Did you try to make them feel like shit? No. You just laughed about it and then moved on with your life, which is what most people are going to do the next time you say or do some silly shit. So that's what I wanted to put on your brain today, my friend. Think about it, consider it, write about it, do whatever you got to do. But just remember, man, we all look silly at some point, and it's no big deal.